This is attorney David Famininio. The best way to protect ourselves from an accident is to be informed. That's why we started David's Driving Edge, to provide tips and resources to keep us all safe on the road. Go to getdavidgetpaid.com/drivingedge for more information.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Can't believe the promo I just heard. Congratulations, Derek School. What are we doing here? All right. Sorry, I was just blown away by that. Congratulations, David. You've picked your kids up from school. We should start selling those.
That's an honor. He's, you know, even though we all knew it was
going to
happen.
Yeah, I'm sure the congratulations for the station really mean the war. I'm sure he's emotionally moved by that.
We gave Hutch a get well card.
What?
You didn't know that? Mike, you didn't. Is it still back? Yeah, it's back there. It's a gigantic get well card. You haven't seen this thing. Look, straight ahead. All the way back.
That's what that goofy thing is?
Yes.
Oh, dear God.
It's a gigantic get well.
You know what, man? I'm just here so I don't get fined. We have lost cabin pressure. You have breaking news in the college football space that all fans of all schools are going to want to listen to. I'm turning my mic off. I'm going to let Rico finish. Then I'll drop a bomb on him. Go ahead.
Well, Mike, it looks as if a judge has granted preliminary approval on Monday to a $2.78 billion legal settlement that would allow college sports to pay players, the schools, to just pay the players. Not the NIL, not a collection. The actual school can now just pay the player. As a matter of fact, when you break it down, the deal would allow the biggest schools a pool of money of about $21.5 million in the first year to distribute to the athletes through its revenue sharing plan. This money will probably go up in value as the years go on. I think they're estimating around 4% each year. It will increase, kind of like a salary cap. Every team will have X amount of money to spend. The team, the schools will be, it's up to the school to decide where the money gets spent. But here's the other caveat, because I'm all for this, because I've often said the school should be footing the bill for this. Not you and I, not the billionaires, not the millionaires. Schools are making a ton of money off of TV money. They should be able to do this. But athletes would still be able to cut name, image, and likeness deals with outside groups.
Can I ask two questions now, or you want me to wait?
Nah, go ahead.
This money you speak of, does it have to be spread amongst all sports, or can I just say, F it, I want to be a football school?
It's depending on the school. So here's your check, and now Michael, you know, Valenti University, you decide where you want this money to go.
All 20 million football. I don't give an F about men's tennis.
Now,
can I do that?
Now, I don't know. You may have to set aside some for women's sports so that you do not violate Title IX.
Okay, so what about this? So let's say it's 75% I could go to my revenue sports and everybody else gets the crumbs, right?
Yeah.
Here's my problem. The last part of what he said, David. The last part of what he said is why we've reached Stupidville. So we're going to have the schools foot the bill, but we're not going to get rid of this farce that is name, image, and likeness. Mm-hmm. So this is the equivalent of a new home credit for first-time home buyers. Bad news. The price of homes is just going to go up. It's the same thing here. You're not going to get a deal. I'm not pointing at Rico, blaming him. I'm just upset because college football never does anything right. So hold on. So the schools are going to pay, but we're still going to ask donors to fund this. Mm-hmm. So all that's going to do is raise the price of players. Mm-hmm. The $2 million quarterback is going to get four. Why? Schools are going to go silly season, and the donors are going to have to go above and beyond whatever money's provided. It's not even a salary cap. You will have kids now making more than first-round NFL draft picks. Mm-hmm. This is fugazi. Then I read today, Governor DeWine in Ohio signed an executive order where what? Ohio State can start paying today? And we got to wait till July?
No. Ohio State says they're going to be ready to go as soon as, I think it's August 7th is when this is going to go into effect.
Can I get five people in the state of Michigan to talk about this and tell me whether I'm off base?
Because what you're seeing, I think what they want it to be and what it's going to end up being are two separate things, just like NIL.
Correct. Just like because the portal.
This is supposed to be, and I know, it's like an athlete. All right? Jared Goff is the star quarterback, so he gets commercials. He gets extra money through endorsements rather than Dan Skipper, who's a fan favorite.
Right.
No endorsements. That's what I think the collective is supposed to be. But instead, what's going to happen is David's good son actually can go out and play football, and he's going to want $1.5 million. The school only has $1.2 million.
Fans foot the bill.
So I got to go see the collective. They'll make up the other .3. We're good, right?
But see, this is my problem. All they had to do was do this money. Here's the cap. Spend it however you want. There are no more collectives. We find out you're paying players on the side. We nuke your program. That's it.
And no, I'm sorry to cut you off. But fine. Yes, and here's the thing. You decide how you want. So if you're right, if you want to really go in and 75% of the money goes on your football team, that's on you.
Right.
And if another school says, well, we really care about our Olympic sports, all right, well, I can't help you that you got outspent and you didn't get that star quarterback.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Why does it feel like nobody really gives us the inside scoop? Join us on The Powers That Be, the podcast where insiders from Puck break down who has influence, how they use it, and what it actually means for you. New episodes every weekday. Listen to The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Back. So, people, what do you make of it? Because, once again, college football is one step from doing the right thing. Allowing the schools to pay the athletes directly is just. It's justified. You like all your sweet, sweet TV revenue? Here you go. However, the fact that you're going to have to spread this money to other sports, there is no way they're going to allow everyone to get iced out except football. So right off the rip, there's a problem. But when you say, we're not getting rid of NIL collective, we're not getting rid of NIL, all you've done is raise the price of homes. Oh, rates are coming down. Home prices go up. You're not going to get a deal. You're basically going to devalue your dollar that the revenue coming in is worth. Because you're still going to have schools have fans go, oh, you got 20? We'll raise 20. Now we're spending 40. That's how Derek Harmon at Michigan State went from being a $400,000 player to $1.2 million. Phil Knight got all bricked up, and he just was, I want this player. They basically paid 3X what Derek Harmon was going to get paid. So what happens now? Oh, the schools are going to pay. Plus you get the... Honestly, I'm not mad at you. I cannot understand how grown adults cannot make quality decisions. You can see it from a mile away what this will produce. You can see it.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me I'm wrong. David, Kenny, Kenny, please join in. Now, Georgia's got $20 million plus their collective. Tell me now the price of players just doesn't go up.
The price of players will keep going up. I don't think that – I think once you've introduced this idea, I think the cost of getting players for everyone has just gone way up.
Well, and it's not even that. It's the marginal players. It's the below-average players. It's the – dude, you're not even in the starting – in the 2D.
I was going to say, you think players that weren't starting made too much before.
Guys, I got to tell you something, and I don't like doing it. I made a mistake there. I hate bringing up a specific player and what they make. The whole point is, I'm not going to say, I got two guys that I'm pretty sure I know what they're getting from MSU, and they ain't no damn good. You'd vomit all over your sack. So what do you think's going to happen when MSU's got $20 million bucks or Michigan's got $20 million, plus the collectives can still play ball? You're going to see players getting $4 or $5 million.
And this is the other question I have with this, which I think I already know the answer. There's no contracts. There's no cap. There's no – they have to stay there for a certain amount of time.
No. They haven't got into what the university – because I'm assuming the university will be able to offer some type of a contract because they're not stupid. They're – you know, they think the fans are stupid, but the university is going to be like, wait, no, you're not going to just run away with our money.
What type of contract can you offer without a CBA, without a union? And I'm not challenging Rico on this because he's right with what he said.
Look, I'm thinking it's probably going to be almost the same type of a contract that a scholarship is, where it is year to year.
Don't you love this too, by the way? Here we are. Kenny, I'll get to you one moment. Here we go. Okay, Boomer, here we go. But I just love how, on one hand, the average person will sit there and rightfully complain about what we are doing to the young people of this country with the extortion that a college education is, what the costs are, the fact they've gone up 200-300% in the last 25 years. But those same people will go nuts about that. And then on the other hand, they will completely devalue the free education that is worth an upwards of $250,000 that a Division I football player gets. Go get a four-year degree as an out-of-state student at the University of Michigan. Tell me what that tab costs you. Not to mention a free place to live. Not to mention the best food, training table, elite medical care, and free education. While we send your kids into a debt spiral of debt. Now that is where this has lost me. Because I never said they shouldn't get money. But when you combine the cash value of the scholarship over a four-year period, if I have you go to school for free, plus I give you the cash value of your scholarship, how is that a bad deal to play Division I football sight unseen and make $250,000 over 4 years? I was happy when I returned effing pop bottles to the Quality Dairy.
Right, but then the rebuttal to that is, what's your 40 time? I can do this. I can do that. I can jump 40.
Right. And you know what my response would be to those mouth-breathing idiots? My 40 times are irrelevant when it's people like me who are footing a bill for this crap.
Once again.
My 40 time worked out just fine in life. I get very offended by this garbage because what my problem is that we scream about how much tuition is for regular kids. And those are the very people who come back to now have to foot this bill. And I'm fine with players getting paid, but why are we doing NIL if we're using the TV money?
And this is where, once again, the NCAA did not put up the guardrails. It's something that would have worked, but instead, it's just, you guys do whatever you want to do.
I can feel my forehead getting hot. Honestly.
I can see the steam.
I am so... God, I'm so tired of this. There are such easy solutions to just get this sport back on the rails and we can love it again.
Yes. It always amazes me how smart people can come up with the dumbest solutions.
Look at the playoff. Who the hell came up with 12? It's 8 or 16. Figure it out.
But these are the presidents and the athletic directors, the best of the best and the brightest, and they can't figure this out.
248-539-9797.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.